All right. Thomas Mott joins me here. I'm Sammy Raycraft with KTLO News. Thomas, you just received a pardon from President Trump.
I'm glad this happened. It's been a long 4 years, you know, for, you know, I don't really consider myself in it, but, you know, my family, you know, it's just, I'm glad that it's over and, you know, we can, you know, move on. And I'm most glad that, you know, my fellow brothers and sisters are being released from federal prisons all over this country for, you know, crimes that they didn't commit, and, you know, for violence that they said that they committed that they didn't commit, and, you know, just, you know, trumped up charges like myself, you know, was, most people, I hear all the time, you know, are you a felon? Or are you this? I'm not a felon. I was charged with 4 Class B misdemeanors, and I went to a federal prison for a Class B misdemeanor picketing and parading, and that's unheard of. You know, you don't put people in federal prison for Class B misdemeanor. So, you know, I'm just hoping that we can all move forward and you know, that Trump can, you know, move this country forward with some trust and some more transparency to the government.
Tell me about your feelings when you first heard the news that he was pardoning all the Jan Sixers.
Well, I mean, it's a good feeling, you know. Personally, you know, I don't really feel that this pardon affects my everyday life. You know, it does. What it does is, you know, it gets me off of probation and things with the federal government. Lifts a huge weight of the federal government being on your shoulders and on your family's shoulders for 4 years. You know, that's when you got the full weight of the federal government on your shoulders for 4 years, not a good feeling. You know. You know, the 30 days in prison is one thing, you know, but having the weight of the federal government on you for that amount of time, you know, the process is the punishment, and they know that, you know, and they, you know, they just, you know, the government wins, you know, 98% of their cases for a reason, and, you know, they're not going to let you win. And so, you know, with these misdemeanor charges for picketing and parading, they normally don't even arrest people for. So, you know, like I said, the process is a punishment. You know, the people that's worse off than me and you know, with, there are people coming out of federal prisons yesterday, today, and the next few days to come that are walking out with the prison clothes that they have on their back and nowhere to go. They've been bankrupted. They've been divorced. There's been suicides. And lost their homes and their vehicles. So
it's a lot deeper than one would think.
John, will you receive any official paperwork or anything like that? Like, do you know how this process works?
Well, this is my only presidential pardon I've ever received, so I don't really know. I do know that I will receive a certificate of pardon. I'm sure it'll be coming in the mail. And once I receive that, then, you know, we'll move on. You know, I just, you know, try with my family to be, you know, good stewards in the community and represent my community and run my business, and treat people good. And, you know, that's kind of the way I expect, to be treated. You know, I think whenever people can't go to their capital under their constitutional right to protest their government, then we've lost something, you know, and I think more will come out, even more. I mean, there's a lot that's come out in the last 4 years about January 6th that's
proved that the narrative that the government has portrayed on January 6th is false. And I think it's disrespectful to claimed that January 6th was the worst day in American history. Worse than Pearl Harbor. Worse than 9/11. The worst day since the Civil War. I think that's very disrespectful. And I've said all along through this whole process, for me, like I said, 30 days in prison is one thing, going through this, but, you know, to be called a terrorist, to be called an insurrectionist, still, I mean, when the headlines pop up around my name, it's, you know, Capitol riots, insurrectionists, you know, and not one person in this whole thing has ever been charged with an insurrection. I've not been charged with an insurrection. And I think that, you know, that's lies and propaganda, so.
John, with all that you've gone through, would you do it all again from that first visit to the Capitol?
Well, I wouldn't say that I would necessarily do it again as far as what the government says I did, but my stance and my beliefs and my values and my morals and my faith stay the same as far as that goes. You know, my stance doesn't change on how I feel. And, you know, you have to stand up for what you believe in. And I'll do as long as I'm alive. And, you know, I just give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, anybody that knows me too knows that I'm rooted in my faith. And, you know, like I said, when you get to know J.T. Mott from Flippin' Arkansas, and you know me personally, and you know the kind of person I am, and you know, that's why I don't worry about, you know, what people think, and
everybody's entitled to their own personal opinions, and I believe that, and I respect that.